Simon Reuter, calling in for Mr. James Nance, N-A-N-C-E, first of all, J-A-M-E-S, James. Today's date is 1/17/2013, patient is a 73-year-old...
How was it?
73-year-old white female comes to clinic with... White male comes to the clinic with a low heart rate. Number two, blurred vision since this morning. He can see fine through one eye, either the right or the left, but when he can't focus with the two eyes open. Patient denies any neurological deficits of any sort. No upper lower extremity numbness or weakness. Number four, elevated blood pressure. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, atrial fibrillation. Number seven, chronic renal insufficiency. Number eight, gout. Number nine, peripheral vascular disease, that's PAD. Number 10, coronary disease. Number 11, CHF, EF is 15%. Number 12, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 13, COPD. Number 14, actinic keratosis of the left arm. Number 15, status post, defibrillator placement. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. He's been having some blurred vision this morning. Okay, patient, we'll try to get a CT scan of his brain, make sure he didn't have a stroke. I'll try to do an EKG. Patient had an EKG at Dr. Mohoffel's office, Mohoffel. I'm going to get an appointment to see Dr. Hyken, have Dr. Hyke or Dr. Humble, H-A-I-K, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. The patient has any other problems, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, but frequency of dysuria, melanoma, ichthyosis, constipation, no sore throat, ear, nose, no focal motor system, deafness, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. Sugars in the afternoon around the 200s, but most of the time, in the morning and evening, they're usually in the low 100s. I believe his labs were drawn yesterday.
Yes.
The results are pending. Patient has any polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, or heat cold tolerance. We'll make further recommendations after we use labs, EKG from Dr. Mohoffel's office, and checking the CT scan.